It is Saturday, January 26, 2018. Actually, is it 26th, 27th? I'm sorry. I'm too excited because in 364 days, Teal Town will be an all-star city once again. This is a Teal Town Live special. San Jose is awarded the 2019 NHL All-Star Weekend. And we're here to break it down for you piece by piece on TealTownUSA.com. Joining us around the world and around Teal Town, we are with you for every bit of breaking news that happens. When news breaks, we fix it.
That's right. And
what are you, Puck Guy Blitzer over here?
You're in the Situation Room. That's right.
For those of you joining around the world,
This thing is so exciting that the angry AJ tree has made its return, folks. And speaking of AJ, Mr. AJ Strong, how are you?
I'm doing very, very well right now. Thank you.
Yes. So what we know is this. The Sharks will host the NHL All-Star Weekend. That consists, of course, of the festival, whether it be inside or out, the skills competition, which would take on a Saturday, and then the All-Star game, which would be on a Sunday afternoon. Those will be on Saturday, January 26th, and Sunday, January 27th at SAP Center in San Jose. And again, this would be the third time that San Jose has been awarded an All-Star Weekend. Of course, in 95, they were going to host the All-Star Game. Unfortunately, the first edition of the lockout wiped that out, unfortunately. 1997, they made up for it, and boy, did they ever. I mean, AJ, before we talk about what's going to happen in 364 days, let's remember 1997, AJ. Man, was that... I still get goosebumps when I look at that goal from the
Oh my God. I mean, the goal was spectacular. Dominik Hasek had no idea what was coming down. And because of that, obviously, you know, 22 years later hosting it again, Nolan, obvious person to drop the ceremonial puck for the 2019 All-Star Game. Obvious. I mean, just,
and absolutely.
And just briefly, besides that, let's also go back to when you talk about great moments for Sharks in the All-Star Game. You obviously talk about a couple of years ago with Pavelski and Thornton and Burns, and obviously the whole John Scott thing that made the entire All-Star Game so compelling and worth watching. So you have that. But let's also not forget that the NHL All-Star Game, there's no defense. Exhibition game, nobody wants to get hurt. So a lot of times you see what look to be football scores, you know, 14 to 11 or something like that. But let's also not forget that Nabby for, and you'll have to tell me how long it was, but I remember a lot of hoopla that Nabokov was the, you know, because usually there's three goalies that go, one plays one period, one plays second, one plays third. Nabby played the second period of an All-Star game and did not allow a single goal and was like the first goalie to do that for I don't know how long.
It'd been a while. And in fact, I recall 94 in New York, Mike Richter comes off of my head. I don't know if there was something in between, but that was in 2008 in Atlanta. And it got, and I still watch the video here and there. It got Ilya Kovalchuk so pissed that he stowed him on two breakaways. He broke his stick and threw it around. But yeah, Nabby has been a part of that for quite some time. But yeah, you go back to 92 when Doug Wilson was the first Sharks All-Star. You had Urbe and Ozolinch in 94 as they made their historic presence as, you know, two Latvians making it to the All-Star game. Of course, Nolan comes in 97, but not the least of which, Tony Granato also made the All-Star team and, in fact, was named a starter in replacement of an injured Joe Sakic, which was completely contributes to a special story that's
It was the Masterton year, right?
Yeah, that was the Masterton year for sure. So it was crazy. You know, I think 98 was the no all-star. 99, we had Marco Sturm. I mean, 01, a rookie of Evgeny Nabokov made it. And I mean, that was amazing.
Well, won the Calder that year too, yes.
Won the Calder that year too, had a decent game. Marcus Ragnarsson, I think, also made it there. 2002 in LA as the big ol' FU, and way to go, Sharks fans, getting three Sharks players into the starting lineup that year, a game again in LA.
Oh, so.
Yes. So it's been also fun. I mean, 2009, we had a crazy year too. So, AJ, can you vamp for just a moment here?
Yeah, absolutely. Mike Nevis in the chat saying, didn't Urbe make it in 97? I don't think so. And if he did, he certainly wasn't playing for the Sharks at that point. That was like, wasn't that like, didn't we have, who's the cat from Detroit that we got? Somebody help me out on the chat. Who was the guy? Oh, I can't believe I can't remember his name. But I know that was like the era of like Kelly Rudy and my God, who was the guy from somebody in the chat? Help me out. Why can't I remember this guy's name? Who the hell was the goalie for Detroit that came over to the Sharks and actually, you know, stayed here? Somebody help me out. I can't believe it. Vernon. Thank you, Mike Vernon. I think that, you know, I'd have to go back, but Mike Vernon might have been the Sharks goalie at that point. Maybe it was a little bit later. I'd have to go back and look, but this is really cool. I hope, holy crap. I hope Teal Town USA gets a little bit of props for breaking this. You know, we posted about this yesterday, and obviously fourth period. It all started with that, the fourth period, kind of throwing it out there. We saw that Hockey Jerk is a man who knows people, and he talked to somebody.
Yeah, he does.
And then, of course, Puck Guy, he knows somebody. And I know those people. So, you know, lots of sources involved, but we broke it yesterday. So, you know, stick tap to us. I think it's like the first time we've ever broken a story, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah. And it's a pretty big one too. So that's awesome.
Right. Oh my God. Take care of that dog. So it's fun to see some of these other guys on Twitter right now saying, you know, they're breaking, you know, breaking. No, we broke it yesterday. So just, you know, just
we broke it and now they're trying to re-break it because we put it back together.
Exactly. So yeah, we're just, you know, a little stick tap for us on that one. So that was good. And thank you to everybody, all our sources. Thank you very much for that. We appreciate that. I cannot wait. I wonder if to do outside festivities or something, that they'll just shut down the north parking lot to host a lot of things, because obviously they do have that park across the street across Autumn, but it's kind of full. Who knows how much of that they'll try to use? What do you think? Or do you think that they'll use like the VIP lot across Santa Clara Street?
They could. It remains to be seen. When this thing was in 97, they had it at the McHenry Convention Center, and you know, it is in January, so they will be hesitant about maybe doing some stuff outdoors because the potential of the rain. I mean, our luck will have another hella storm heading up to that. So
Guadalupe River is going to flood
again. Yeah, there we go. The first All-Star weekend rained out because it flooded. Yeah, that's the last thing we need.
Well, take into account, too, there are some things that exist now that did not exist, you know, 22 years ago. Hello, San Pedro Market Square. I mean, I would assume that San Pedro, that street along San Pedro Market Square will just be shut down.
And you know what? That's a great idea. Why not put it all on San Pedro Square? Make it All-Star Square.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like you don't have just one entrance into that garage. It's quite doable. Yes, the logistics might be a little bit tough, but they've done it before with farmers markets. I would think that'd be okay.
The only thing that could throw a monkey wrench into that is that there are expansion plans from what I'm seeing reported, like on Mercury News and whatnot, that they're turning San Pedro Square into San Pedro Squared, where they're looking, and I don't know if I read this right. Somebody, I'm going to have to go back and look it up, but I swear to God, they were talking about putting some more retail underneath that parking garage. I don't know how they're going to pull that off. Good luck, but they are doing expansion for San Jose or for San Pedro Squared. So we'll see where we are construction phase a year from now. Hopefully that doesn't ruin things. But again, a lot of stuff that exists now in downtown San Jose that was not here 22 years ago. So I look forward to that. I will, oh man, I'm jacked. I'm juiced. I mean, come on.
Exactly. And we've been very fortunate to have this happen. Like I mentioned in the article the other night, last night, it's very rare that teams that's not named Chicago and Pittsburgh get multiple NHL events within a couple of years. Of course, we had the outdoor game at Levi's in 2015. But I mean, I think let's be real here, AJ, and let's pat yourself on the back a little bit, not to do this, but you know, that planted a seed into, okay, potentially that can happen, is the interview on the Pecknologist at the beginning of this year. You know, you asked JT if there's another plan to get another outdoor game, you know, all-star game, an NHL draft, to get in. And he said very honestly, they're still working on an outdoor game again.
Great would AT&T be for
that? Oh gosh, that'd be freaking beautiful, especially like twilight at 5 o'clock at night. The sunset would be perfect for primetime on both coasts, I think. But when he said the All-Star game, I was like, you know what, that would be cool, because it's expanded so much in 21 years. So that's really cool on that part.
In fact, if I remember correctly, the last time the Sharks hosted an All-Star game, the glow puck existed. Bring back the glow puck. In fact, though,
They are working on that technology again. I don't know if you knew that they were talking about potentially having that there.
I heard that. I wouldn't want the actual glow puck, but if they went back to like adding the tail when the puck like exceeded 35 miles an hour, I wouldn't be opposed to that. But a couple people in the chat, and I love this idea. I think it was Sleepy Mofo. What a better place for Sharky to slap Bailey than at the 2019 All-Star game. It makes you want to like tweet Sharky right now and say, hey, could you guys hold off on paying off that slap bet for about a year? Because we really appreciate that.
Yeah. No,
I'm seeing some Anaheim Duck fans that are butthurt right now saying wait a minute, San Jose gets two before Anaheim gets one. And you know what? I agree with them.
Yeah, and it's quite understandable, because I even mentioned it to themselves. It's like Anaheim hasn't hosted anything. I mean, Anaheim
It was the Kings that hosted the outdoor game.
Dodgers. So there's plenty of things with that. I mean, yeah, they were part of the very first outdoor game in California, which they won. But I think, and from what our sources have said to us, is that the league took very well notice of how Super Bowl 50 Media Day went, and how tight the security could be, and all the logistics with that, and how the building put it together.
And I'm sure the Stanley Cup Final probably, poured some gasoline on that fire.
Well, yeah, I mean, you had the Super Bowl, then you had the Stanley Cup Final, and how that worked out together. It had that familiarity.
Yeah, and Jessica making a great point on the chat, saying maybe Anaheim was snubbed because of their proximity to LA, because we all know LA just had the draft, didn't they?
They just had the All-Star game. They had the draft in 2010 too, for that matter. So that's true. LA's hosted two All-Star games in the last 16 years.
But a big part Staples. Of it, when they held it though, weren't they like having their 50th?
Yeah, that was part of it, having their 50th anniversary. That's why they also gave the outdoor game to St. Louis. And such. I mean, heck, St. Louis hasn't even hosted an All-Star game yet. I think they they last hosted like 30 years ago. You know, you also have Edmonton, who has a brand spanking new gorgeous facility. Heck, Winnipeg. As much as Hurdle and Braun gave crap to it, I mean, that's a passionate fan base up there. And you
yeah, but
know,
no Wi-Fi. The Wi-Fi's horrible.
Oh, shush. Yeah, well, if the, I'd probably take their Wi-Fi over the Wi-Fi I have right now on my computer. Well. I mean, nonetheless, I mean, shoot. I missed out on Winnipeg. Pittsburgh hasn't hosted an All-Star game in I think, 28 years. You know, Chicago hasn't hosted an All-Star game in their facility. Then again, Chicago's hosted like every outdoor game for that matter.
Well, I was going to say, it's not like Chicago is not involved. I mean, they're like, not only it's like, are they involved in every outdoor game? It's like they get every Wednesday night rivalry national game. They get like, we've got enough Chicago. We understand.
I'm just saying, a team there. I mean, they talk about how great the United Center is. I mean, it just is like, you know, craziness of all kinds of stuff. So,
and some people actually pointing shock that T-Mobile in Vegas is not hosting it.
I have a feeling they'll probably get it next.
Yeah,
I think so. I mean, you can't hold back. And trust me, who's going to turn down to not go to Vegas for a weekend?
Right. I don't even want to see what the hotel room rates are. Dude, I'm already like looking at putting my place in Airbnb, dude.
And here's another thing. Before this got out earlier today, I even had my friend Mitch look into hotel rooms, and he was already having a tough time. Some places have already blocked the weekend off to the point where you had to sign up for their special hotel club in order to access
Doesn't even surprise me because, you know, they knew that they obviously knew this announcement was coming. So it wouldn't surprise me if the NHL and the Sharks have already blocked out so many rooms, whether it's at the Fairmont. Well, and actually, I believe the Fairmont was actually just purchased by somebody. I don't know if they're going to change the name, but you know, all those Hotel De Anza, I mean, a lot of places down there. I could even see them doing, you know, as part of the All-Star facilities, like them doing something at Cesar Chavez, the park, yep. You know, right next
to where they have Christmas in the park. Yeah.
Yeah. Christmas in the park, the outdoor ice rink, that little strip that they shut down on, God, it's right next to the tech center. What's the name of that street? Is that Park?
I believe it is.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's Park.
So yeah, there is such a full
21 pucks in the chat saying, yeah, I mean, NHL pretty much already blocked out the Fairmont.
Yeah.
I mean, what, and why
Fairmont
wouldn't they?
And the Hotel Valencia at Santana Row.
Yeah. Why wouldn't they?
But one of the things that they do, and this might be in lieu of the fan fest going on, is they have a number of events going on in Tampa. We're going to use this as an example. It's called the All-Star Pregame. You can meet the mascots, you know, test your hockey skills, you know, take your picture with the Stanley Cup. You can meet some players past and present to get autographs. And I would think so that's going to be part of it. The epic thing, which AJ was mentioning already, the mascot showdown, which is like a 3-day thing, you know, where they're having dodgeball competition, relay races. I think right now they're in a dance competition, beanbag toss. I mean, if they have drum beater, I mean, SJ Sharkey's going to win that by far. Although if AJ gets in that, he's got competition.
Depends on where the Sharks' power play is at that point.
Hey-o.
The other thing, too, that you could put into this, how awesome is this also going to be for the newly formed San Jose Sharks Alumni Association? So you'll have, you know, Nolan and Nabby and Ricci and Marchment and Mark Smith and Hannon and Rathke, all the former guys that are still around. I'm sure Douglas Murray, I'm sure they'll all be a part of that as well. I mean, and, you know, talk about some great ambassadors. That would work really well.
A message from Mitch Amaya. I feel so honored you mentioned my name. You're welcome. He has a cajillion game-worn jerseys. He's still not willing to give up his Ray Whitney one yet. But
wait. Oh, dear God, man. I just got you a Whitney jersey.
I've been asking him for over 15 years for the
one. In fact, you know what? I'm going to give you $200. I want that damn thing back.
$15,000, you got a deal. It'll pay for my All-Star weekend. There
you go. See, now here you go. I have no idea what tickets go for this thing.
You don't? Why don't we pretend we're going to go get some tickets for tonight?
Well, yeah, but good, you know, good luck. But I'm hoping with any luck, maybe Teal Town USA, we did break this first. Maybe, you know, hey, Sharks, maybe, you know, kick us down a couple media passes. We would not be opposed to that. We have actually shown up to events where we did have media credentials, and we actually wore, like, you know, nice shirts, and we can dress up. We don't have to wear all the Sharks garb all the time.
Yeah, no, well, there'd be some teal in my name. See, even Marlo is so excited about this weekend.
Yeah. Great timing, Marlo. No. I would wear a very nice dress shirt, but I would wear the tie that I got from the NHL ties auction. I would be wearing my Brody Brazil tie.
Yeah, I'm looking right now, AJ. And yes, they look like they're nosebleeds, but nosebleeds, $123 for the game tomorrow.
That's completely acceptable.
That's completely doable.
Yeah. I'm down with that.
You know, for the skills competition, it might be too late since that's about to get underway, but, you know, I'm looking at it right now, $82.
Oh, see, now,
it's
now
completely
we're talking.
Doable. It's nothing crazy too much like the stadium series was, and all that fun stuff. You know, and the other thing too is that, like we said, things have changed since the All-Star game have taken place. And AJ, I'm going to send you a graphic so you can post it up on the show here. But to reiterate for those joining us, San Jose has been awarded the 2019 NHL All-Star Weekend. That should take place on January 26th and 27th of next year. A number of events going into place. And I would say this, if you are able to get hotel rooms, you better get them now. Because
yeah. – Because you can always cancel a reservation. You right. know what I mean? But I will say, I do have to just put this out there now. Rocket has already booked my guest room.
and understandably so.
Yeah.
She's familiar with the cats, so that helps.
Yeah. She knows. Yeah, she's already booked it. She's like ass on fire right now.
The second we announced it, and we didn't even, I mean, only you and I had conversed in it a little bit, and I had texted Gentry, who was like, I need to get out of the hospital right now.
Oh, I know. Dude, feed that dog, man. What is
the problem? There. It's just so happy about
let
the
them out,
All-Star
man.
Weekend.
Let the dogs out. Woo, 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 woo. I mean, holy cannoli, people, please. It's poor dogs. We're gonna have PETA at your house momentarily.
So here's what we know. So Saturday, January 26th, 2019, Sunday, January 27th, 2019. That's when they'll take place.
Dear Lord.
For he really did those let the dogs who have out. Sharks 365 for next season, you will have first opportunity to purchase All-Star Game and Skills Competition tickets. Events that include with the weekend, besides the game and the competition, the Mascot Showdown, which will be held in various spots through multiple days. Oh, my God, really?
Oh, my Lord. Can we please? Okay, so obviously, NHL Mascot Showdown, NHL All-Star Friday Night, All-Star Red Carpet. Oh, boy. And it makes me wonder if they might, I don't know how much of a nightlife, there's some clubs in San Jose. I mean, I don't know that they would actually take over. Maybe that's when they use the convention center to do something. I don't know. Perhaps.
They got to use a convention center for something. When they had the All-Star game last year, 22 years ago, they actually used Moffett Field and transformed that into a crazy fan fest for the players. So that's something that would be cool.
Yeah, I'd totally be down with something like that. And evidently, Eric's going to go kill his dog now.
No, I will kill my dog. Then I'll really get PETA on me.
Shut up! You know, what would be really interesting is that if you can get, you know, paper tickets for it. Hey, now.
There are paper tickets for the All-Star game. So that will be interesting. And remember, there were also paper tickets for the Stadium Series. So, but I think that's put out by the league themselves. So,
dear Lord.
My luck, I know, right? How's my internet connection while we're
The internet connect, dude, we can hear everything. The connection is glorious. We can hear it all. It sounds
of course
like,
you can.
Dude, all sorts of stuff going on back there. Jesus Christ, like people are moving back there. I don't know. So anyway, I mean, I don't think we need to go, you know, much further than where we've gone. 20, 25 minutes is fine wherever we're at.
Let's hear the reactions from people.
Yeah, I mean, you know, people in the chat, like, you guys fired up? Are you like, you know, like looking at hotel websites right now and Airbnbs and everything like that? That's the thing I'm going to be interested in seeing is, like, if you're going to have people that live in the downtown area, or you know myself, I think I'm like, as the crow flies, I might be 3.5-4 miles from the tank. I mean, it literally takes me about 12 minutes door to door. So I'll be interested to see what the surrounding areas, how that'll work out. Rocket, look forward to seeing you.
Yeah, it'll be great to have her back. We may kidnap her and she may never go back to Nashville, though.
Yeah. It also, you know, it makes me wonder as well, too, if they'll have any type of events or any, I could actually see maybe a private event held at Stanley's or, you know, something at Solar for America, potentially over there. I mean, there are some.
You know, there are some stuff they have done in the past that were not quite, I don't want to say official, but, you know, I think they had a celebrity All-Star game at Sharks Ice when they had the All-Star game happen. Unfortunately, the Legends game has been scrapped for quite some time now because they just don't want to take a chance with the older players.
You know what? We have Municipal Stadium. I think we make all the older players play the mascots in a friendly game of softball at Municipal.
As long as it's not raining, that's for sure.
Right?
That would be really good. That would be really awesome.
Well, the fact that, you know, I mean, obviously it's a year from now, you have no idea, there could be an El Nino or something, but you know what? This weekend in San Jose, it's very nice right now. You know, it's it's like 63, 64 degrees outside right now.
Yeah, no, I mean, let's see. So Stoked, who needs a hotel room? Cheryl says, I'm with you, Mike. Fans better show up. Yeah, you guys got to get excited about this one, just like you were for the outdoor game. And we're not talking about it. There's no way if there's empty seats. There's absolutely no way that happens. You know, maybe that helps Jumbo to sign next year with the Sharks. That would surprise me, especially depending on his condition. So,
well, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear anything. It sounds like you're in the back of a restaurant. What were you saying?
I'll take 2 enchiladas to go, please. No. Just saying that, you know, that might help get Joe re-signed for next year.
Dude, I want to see just Joe play a game ever again.
Yeah.
Dude, who keeps walking, dude?
That's Puck Mom. She says hi.
Wow. Hi, Puck Mom. Can you, like, lose the heels? I mean, holy shit.
Boy, these microphones work amazingly.
Get a shock mount, dude. It's all vibration. Dude, like, literally, like, put a t-shirt underneath your microphone stand. It will work wonders to absorb the vibration. You have no idea. I mean, talk to me, chat. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I am wrong. Clump, clump, clump. Oh, we just got to give it to him. So I'm so down with this. Can't wait. Glad that we broke the news. Just, you know, Anaheim and LA, they get enough attention, so they can just, you know, kiss my fat, shiny white butt. So with that, I don't know that there's really much more to cover. I'm still looking forward on Twitter. I mean, I got my notifications on, man. I don't know when this slap bet is taking place, but I look forward to it. I figured it would be today, unless they're going to do something prior to the All-Star game. But I was hoping it's going to happen sometime this evening. So I look forward to that slap bet. Maybe it'll be part of the skills competition. Who knows? But enjoy the skills competition tonight, everyone. Enjoy the game tomorrow. And when I say the game tomorrow, I'm certainly not talking about the tire fire that is the NFL Pro Bowl.
Right?
Any stretch.
I mean, at least our All-Star game is competitive because of all the money that has it goes for it. I mean, $1 million to the winning team. You have to think that it's going to be pretty psyched. I mean, come on, John Scott won a million dollar win for being in the Pacific Division All-Stars.
I'm always down with the cash flow, you know. Good on them.
So, there we go. There's the picture I wanted to show. So this picture of Bernsie, yes, it's a picture of Bernsie, of course, Bernsie, and everything.
Who's this over here?
Yeah, there's a lot of familiar faces over there. That's SAP Center building officials that are down there to check out how Tampa pulls off this event. So this was coming. We got this scoop ahead of time. So to our sources, well, we thank you immensely.
Yeah, well, this person right over here, I'm going to take a shot in the dark and say that looks like our buddy John Totoro right there.
It sure does look like him, but
But then again, this looks like Todd McClellan, so who knows?
See, they're practicing for the 2020 All-Star game in Edmonton, which shouldn't surprise me if they were to get the game. Edmonton or Vegas for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I could totally see that. Predictions for tomorrow. There will be a new hardest shot chant. Yes, we know that. Good luck on Burns. We know that Burns is participating in the hardest shot. Could come down. I can see it be coming down between Burns and Subban. So we'll see how that works out. I would like that. Oh, my God. Imagine if Eric talked with the Don Cherry keyboard fingers. Yes. Yes. I would love that. Dude, have you never seen that? Go. As soon as we're done with this, go YouTube Don Cherry keyboard fingers. It is because when you see Don Cherry, when he's behind his desk, he's constantly, you know, banging on the console or whatever he's at. And somebody, I guess it was like OCD or whatever, but every time he bangs on it, somebody like put like piano sounds, everything. And it is one of the funniest things I've ever seen, besides Subban's impression of Don Cherry.
So, you know, San Jose gets the All-Star game. Now let's take a look at this. Let's roll it again. They take it. And of course, it's no Boston, of course. It's no Toronto, because, you know, we have all kinds of good Ontario boys going in and making awesome.
So, no, keep doing what you're doing, where you're banging away on that. Go ahead. I'm gonna put the camera on you. No. Go ahead. Keep doing that. Oh, wait a minute. See, now this is the problem. I hate everybody with their ads. Okay, go ahead. Do it. Do your thing. Do your impression, man.
Okay, he goes in, and then he decides to go outside, and then he goes it, and then he's a good Ontario boy, but he's no Bob Moore.
That's boy, exactly if, what it's if like, that's, dude.
If that's how you play the piano, I'm so thankful you just go for
guitar. No, that's the way it is in the video. Like they're not like good chords. They're all like, it's like, it sounds like a cat walking across the piano. It's fantastic. Look, see, 21 Pucks likes it in the chat. See, that was good.
Hey, if I can, hey, let's figure this one out. Who will be the music for us next year?
Oh my God.
I mean, 21 Pucks would love for 21 Pilots to be the the intermission
entertainment. Well, I don't know why everybody loves. I mean, I'm not saying that Pat Monahan is not a great person, but he's certainly been involved in a lot of stuff, whether it's the Giants or the Niners. You know, but then again, they've got a song called what is it? Like take me back to San Francisco or something like that. I'm not the biggest Train fan. Sorry, people. It's a good song. The song about San Francisco. I just don't remember the name of it, but I mean, you would think, Green Day, Bay Area band, Sammy Hagar, Bay Area guy, Joe Satriani, Bay Area guy, Metallica, obviously I could see them doing.
Heck.
See, I don't want to see Metallica do the anthem again, because we've seen that. I would love to see Joe Satriani do the anthem. I think that would be great.
Satriani would be awesome. I think maybe even
Save Me San Francisco. There you go, Cheryl. Thank you.
I would say Huey Lewis and the News for that
matter. Wow, that's digging back. But
I mean,
Journey. Hello, Steve Perry.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, Steve Perry. So, I mean, there's definitely some options, but I think if you're, you know, maybe you can also kind of, I don't know that this will play into it, but it could just subliminally, if you think about it for a half a second, is the Sharks are on a classic rock station. So it would make sense for Journey or Metallica, Joe Satriani, you know, like, okay, now 21 Puck saying E40. See, I think that's more Oakland. You know, that's an Oakland thing. That I can see E40 if the Athletics were hosting the All-Star game, then absolutely. But I don't think, you know, they're on a classic rock station, the Sharks. So I think it would be cool if they stayed with just local rock bands.
If it were announced that it was 6 a.m., AJ would lose his mind.
It's never going to be 6 a.m. Never going to be. Oh, like, can we get Two Unlimited out of retirement?
Yes. We kept them in relevant.
We not with Smash Mouth? You know what? I'm afraid that's going to. You know what, though? What the hell does Kid Rock have to do with Tampa Bay? You know, so who knows? Huh?
He's a hockey fan.
Okay, now, and if this game was being held at the Pizza Oven, then I'd be fine.
There's another place that I'm surprised didn't get a shot at it.
Right? So it wouldn't surprise me if Little Caesars has this, you know, in a few years. I would say in the next 5 years, it's going to be, you know, Edmonton, Vegas, Detroit. I think those will be three of the next five. Mm-hmm. Easy.
Yeah, I would think Edmonton, Vegas, Detroit. Anaheim's got to get in there. They haven't hosted any NHL events yet.
If it's going to be Anaheim, though, that I can't see that happening in the next 5 years just because San Jose had it. Now, granted, you know, I know we're like 6-hour drive away and everything like that, but they're going to be like, oh, well, they just had it in California. Blah, blah,
blah. Oh, maybe they have Sharks and Ducks at Angel Stadium for an outdoor game.
I would have no problem with that. I would drive down for that.
Yeah, definitely.
Would you rather have All-Star game? I think he means, would you rather have the All-Star game or the draft? I'd rather have the All-Star game. You know, All-Star game's a lot. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, the All-Star game has a little more excitement to it and everything. I mean, while the draft is very cool and everything, and that is something that we haven't had. I mean, there's that element to it, but I'd rather have the excitement of the All-Star game.
Yeah.
Nick and I know Gentry was a part of that too. It was like, you'd rather have the draft since we haven't had it before, but you got to put some pizzazz into the draft, I think, as well.
Well, and I'll be interested to see too, you know, I mean, this, again, we go back to the last time that the Sharks hosted an All-Star game. Think about things that did not exist. Like, cell phones were not as ubiquitous as they are now. There was no social media the last time. There was no Wi-Fi at the tank. There were no high-definition screens.
AOL was still popular.
Hey, it's still popular in a home in Walnut Creek, evidently.
Shut up.
But there's a lot of stuff that didn't exist 22 years ago, or, again, wasn't, you know, part of the lexicon that it is now.
Well, and if we can talk to Apple about releasing their next iPhone that week of the All-Star game to kind of catch up, you know, kind of to match the excitement of Gasparilla.
Never gonna happen. Never going to happen. iPhones always get announced in September. Always. But you know, I'm down with the Puck guy. Still had 5,000 free available. That's never going to get old for me. So
yeah, whatever.
Yeah. So I think we can probably wrap this up. Again, look forward to the skills competition. Really interested to see how the shot competition where they what the hell's that called? Where they're using LED boards now?
Yeah, they're using LED boards
instead of the styrofoam thing. Oh, accuracy. Yeah, that was the word I was looking for. So yeah, looking forward to see how they've changed up and kind of reinvented some of the skills competitions tonight. There you go. And then game tomorrow, and we'll be back with, unless some other bizarre news breaks, unless something else happens. We're not doing an all-star game after dark, right?
No.
Yeah,
no.
I can't imagine. So, but
Bernsey scores a rooster trick.
Okay. That I'll give you. If Burns ends up being the MVP of the All-Star game, you'll see us doing an After Dark after the All-Star game. If not, we do plan on putting together a Pucknologists.
Just got jam-packed.
Yeah, after the Sharks game. Well, remember, though, I already had this on the list because we broke this story yesterday. So so look forward to a new Pucknologists on Sunday night. And then, end of All-Star weekend. And then, of course, back for After Dark when this ridiculous road trip starts for the Sharks starting at Pittsburgh. So it's going to be a tough roadie. But there it is, people.
So again, to recap, the Sharks will host the 2019 All-Star weekend on January 26th and 27th in San Jose.
You know what I'm most excited for?
What's?
I'm really hoping that the the jerseys that they're – I don't know who came up with the jerseys that they're using this season, because for me, as soon as I saw them, I was just kind of like, wow, what highway are they working on? Because they all –
I love the Atlantic one with the blue and that bolt yellow. Looks really popping. I really like that, though.
Meh. First thing that popped into my head was, side of the freeway, guys in neon green or neon orange vests. That's exactly what it reminded me of. So
just look at it this way. At least they're not like the neon black and neon green that Columbus had a couple of years ago.
Yeah. So I look forward to that. But the thing is, though, I can see it. I mean, if you're going to go with that Sharks color palette, you're going to have a teal jersey, an orange jersey, a black jersey, and a gray jersey,
or a white jersey. You're going to have four different jerseys, plus there's a third jersey on the way too. The Sharks store will be buzzing, so for sure.
Yeah, Puck guy realizing he can design four new jerseys. That's the other thing, dude. You better get, dude, like
what's between funny?
This whole weekend, dude, you better be cracking on Photoshop, bro, to start putting together some ideas, man.
Well, I wish, but I have inventory on Sunday night into Monday morning, so that's not going to be fun. But, yeah, I mean, I put that logo up in like 5 hours, so plus taking care of my precious puppies, that was a 5-hour quick job. And kind of has some salutes, kind of is an update of the 97 logo, in my opinion, so.
Yeah, well, and when do you think that they're going to actually release it makes no sense to do it now because they're promoting the 2018, it hasn't been played yet.
It could be released maybe when the Sharks come back from that road trip. Then it could be that early, but they do like to make it a fancy affair that they do the unveiling. And then, if I could share, maybe I could share it.
I can't imagine them rolling out something. When did they roll out Tampa's?
Tampa's came out a little late because they announced that they weren't going to the Olympics. Like Tampa wasn't out until May because they weren't going to the Olympics. So let me screen share here really quick. This is Of course, Marlo. Thank you so much. This is all the branding for the All-Star Game. They have gajillion logos. Yes, Marlo loves it, apparently. And including the French version. And they're used all over the place. This year.
I can't.
And Fan Brands is the one that that does these designs for all the NHL events. So I can't wait for them to see what they come
up with. Hold on. Do me a favor. Go up like three. Another one. Yeah, that one. Nope. Go back. Nope. The Skyline one. That one. If they incorporate the damn Bay Bridge, I'm going to be pissed. You know, it's like, this is not happening in San Francisco. It's 50 miles south. So knock off the, you know.
No.
We get, and I can already see it too when they, you know, when they're doing the shots, you know, coming back, going to and from commercial, when they throw that B-roll up there. If I see a single shot of San Francisco, I'm going to be like, no, this is about San Jose. So I want to see shots of San. I want to see the same footage that you see, you know, before and after Sharks games, all that B-roll that they show outside. That's what I want to see. You know, anyway, just putting that out there now.
So we'll be back with you on Tuesday following the Sharks and Penguins. And enjoy the All-Star Skills Competition in the game, and we will see you Tuesday. Have a great one. Final thoughts?
Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at @AJ_Strong on both. Don't forget at @TealTownUSA on Twitter and on Instagram as well. That's all from me. New Pucknologist on Sunday.
Keep it real, keep it teal, keep it real teal. Good night, everyone.